Toby Anderson. You remember seeing him pitch at Skyview High right here in Nampa. He's now pitching for the Gophers up there at the University of Minnesota, and he joins us right now on the Can Do and Showers Insurance Hotline. Toby, good to hear from you here in Boise. How are things going up there?
Hey, thanks for having me. They're going really good up here. Just started, got done with the second weekend of our season, looking pretty good, and excited for the rest of the spring and how it's going to play out.
Well, what I know you've made a couple appearances, and one went better than the other. How do you kind of fit into the pitching mix up there, and how are things going so far?
Good. The first weekend, I started the third game of the weekend, and then once we went into kind of the normal three-game-a-weekend set, I'm one of the first ones out of the bullpen, and I think that's kind of how it's going to play out weekend-wise, and then once we start having midweek games, I'll be starting those ones. And so I'm just kind of in the middle, kind of in a good spot where I can either start or come out of the bullpen and just doing whatever I can to help the team, and whatever the coaches need me to do, that's what I'm going to be able to do. So it's going to be good.
Graduated from Skyview in 2013. You were named to the Idaho All-State team twice. And looking at some of your high school numbers, they're just incredible. In 2012 as a junior, you had a 0.98 ERA. It's just incredible high school numbers. How'd you end up? I was curious, you know, I know there's some ties between your dad and the pitching coach there, but how did you end up and decide to go to Minnesota?
Well, it was the main connection was my dad and the pitching coach T.O. here. They played together at the University of Nebraska, and when we first started the whole recruiting process, we didn't really know where to start because a lot of colleges don't come out to Idaho to look for kids, just the honest truth. And so we asked the pitching coach here how to get my name out, and then we just kind of kept in contact and, you know, kind of went from there. They came out after my junior year and watched me in the summer, and I pitched really good against Rocky Mountain that game, and they liked what they saw, and then it just kind of took off from there. It was a perfect fit in my eyes. So
yeah, Toby, I mean, you talk about, you know, Minnesota Golden Gopher baseball, 5 College World Series appearances, guys like Dave Winfield, Paul Molitor, and Baseball Hall of Famers, it was Terry Steinbach, my personal favorite of mine, Dan Wilson, former Mariner catcher. Do you ever see those guys come back? I mean, have you got a chance to meet, Molitor or Winfield there? I mean, there's just a lot of tradition with Golden Gopher baseball. Talk about that a little bit.
Oh, absolutely. We meet a lot of all the alumni come back. I mean, there's such a strong family tie to this program, and we've seen, like last year, for example, we even played the Twins down in spring training.
Wow.
And that was a really fun experience. I mean, we had those first years, Paul Molitor as a coach. He actually was teammates with our head coach when they played here. I mean, just the family ties that we have in this program is unbelievable, and everyone who comes through this program, they're always willing to come back just because of what it did for their life and their experience in their career. So I've met a lot of the former guys. Glenn Perkins, he comes around a lot.
Nice.
Paul Molitor, and then a lot of the guys that are still in the farm system that I played with my first 2 years that are in the minor leagues now, they're always coming back for workouts and just to see how everything's going. So it's just a really good family environment here, and everyone loves everyone, isn't excited to come back even when they leave.
Again, Toby Anderson, our guest on the Can Do and Showers Insurance Hotline. He pitched at Skyview High. Now he's pitching for the Minnesota Gophers. And what was that experience like playing against the Twins? I don't know if you got in that game or not, but just sitting there in the bench. And I know some of those games, they don't exactly play the Joe Mauers of the world, but what was that experience like getting a chance to go up against the Twins? That's something you'll be able to hang with you for the rest of your life.
Yeah, well, I actually got the awesome opportunity to start that game.
Oh, nice.
So I pitched the first 2 innings, and that was an experience. I mean, we had, before they knew they were going to be called up, I faced Byron Buxton to start the game. He had a nice double off me, so that was a good intro. And then I faced Kenny Vargas, Miguel Sano.
Wow.
So I faced a lot of those guys. Joe Mauer and Torrey Hunter, I mean, they were there, but they didn't play, obviously. But that was just an awesome experience. There were 11,000 people in the stadium. Everyone was cheering for both teams because it's all Minnesota people. I mean, it was just the whole experience in the night and whole was just an unbelievable experience. I'm glad I got to play in that game and start that game where I got to face some of the guys that are coming up through their program now. Byron Buxton, Miguel Sano, they're all the big name guys now. So it was an awesome experience to get a pitch against them. And we plan on playing them again next year too. So It's gonna be fun stuff.
Wow, that's awesome. That is really is a cool experience you'll be able to tell for the rest of your life. Hey, but from when you left Skyview to where you are now, you know, how much growth, how much improvement have you made? Where are you better? What pitches are better? Are you throwing faster? How, if someone goes and watches you pitch now compared to when they saw you as a senior at Skyview, what would they see differently?
I think they would just see body type, as I've bulked up a lot. I mean, I still look skinny, but if you saw me at Skyview, I was 6'5", 170 pounds, and now I'm right around 206. So the Division I weight program's kind of done me well. And other than that, you know, pitching style has kind of been the same. It's just really pound the fastball. I have a lot of movement off that one pitch, so make the team prove that they can hit the fastball. And once they do that, then I can incorporate my other pitches. But pitching style is kind of the same because I grew up with my dad being my pitching coach, and then T.O., they kind of have the same mentality where it's work off that fastball and they can prove they can hit your hard stuff. And so pitching style-wise, I think I'm pretty similar, but just overall body type and kind of my execution of things is a lot better now than it was when I was in high school.
Toby Anderson, our guest on the Can Do and Showers Insurance Hotline, former Skyview pitcher now up at Minnesota. And, I mean, okay, so you put on about 35 pounds from when you get there. You know, a couple of seasons, you work through some struggles, things like that. You play summer ball. I mean, what's the whole experience been like for you when you were hoping to play college baseball someday and you know, pitching there in middle school or high school or Legion ball or whatever, now to be a junior pitching at Minnesota? What's the last couple of years been like for you, traveling and playing ball and just your personal growth? How much fun are you having?
Oh, it's a blast. I mean, it's when people say that you're living the dream, I mean, it really is what you're doing. You get to play a kid's game and go to school at the same time, get your education, and it's unbelievable. In the summer, the Northwoods League that I played at, I mean, that's pretty much as close to minor league baseball as you're going to get. You played 75 games in 70 days. You're bussing everywhere. I mean, it's a blast. And
wow.
It takes a true passion for the game, and I mean, everyone that's there has aspirations of playing pro ball, and so everyone's working their hardest to get seen by people, and I mean, it's just a blast. Everybody works hard, and then coming here, you get to play all the Michigan States, Maryland, the Big Ten baseball conference has really grown the last couple of years also, so it's been a blast seeing the conference develop and being a part of it.
Obviously, playing in Minnesota, you got to play a lot of road games to start the season with the cold. And you got quite the road trip coming up. You guys are going to Atlanta this weekend. But after that, you guys are going to be playing up here at in Seattle against Seattle U. And then you're going to Utah Valley. Are you guys just going to take the bus and drive and stop off at home for a couple days? Or?
Oh, I wish. I really like the schedule this year because I've been able to come a little closer to home. The last couple of years, we've mainly stayed East Coast or down south. And when I saw the schedule this year, I got really excited because it's within driving distance, so I can have some family come out and watch. And, yeah, I'll have a couple people at Seattle, and then supposedly there's going to be a whole lot of people at Utah Valley, so that's going to be awesome to see all the family and friends and everyone that's kind of supported me through my whole career. So I'm really excited about that.
Well, hey, thanks so much for joining us, Toby. We really, really appreciate it. We're rooting for you back here in the Boise area, and best of luck to you, and hopefully we can catch up with you again soon.
Awesome. Hey, appreciate it. Thanks for having me on, guys.
Thanks a lot, Toby. Appreciate it.